Okay, so usually the Zilberstein starts over the Shiloh, but here it starts over the Gematria. So that it'll lead us in into the Shiloh. The Pasuk says in our Parsha, Ubiyom Hashmini Yimol Besar Aloso, Perik Yud Beis Pasuk Gimel, on the eighth day you should do Bris Mila. So we know that the Gemara has a drasha. Kol, we did in Pesachim last year. Kol Ayom Kasher Lomel. The whole day is Kasher to be able to do Mila. Shneim, as the Pasuk says, Ubiyom Hashmini Yimol, right? Elish is Rizim Akdim LeMitzvos. Pesachim Dal Ramana. What does Gemara say? With Bris Mila, we dafka do it early in the morning, as we saw by Avram Avinu, by Yashim Avram Baboker. So he adds a Baal term, the Gematria. Uvayom Hashmini Yimol Basar. If you take that Gematria, Uvayom Hashmini Yimol Basar, it's the exact Gematria of Shekol Hayom Yiyye Kasher Lomel. That the whole day is you're able to do Bris Mila. So here we go. This leads us into the Shiloh from Rav Zilberstein. The Gematria into the Shiloh. He says there's a Baal Tshuva lived up north, and he gave the following Shiloh to Zilberstein. He said that I'm a Baal Tshuva, and I live up north, and Baruch Hashem, we are blessed to have a baby boy, and we wanted to have, most of my family is not from, and not only they're not from, they live in the south, and for them to be able to come up very early in the morning, it would be very, very hard for them. The only way they said they would come to us to the Bris Mila is if we do it later in the day. And he says, I know the halacha on Shulchan Aruch Yordeya Simen Reish Tassamach Beis, Kol Ayom Karsher L'Mila, the meal of the whole day. Elish is Rizim Magdim LeMitzvos Umalim Beyom Miyad BaBoker, and we make sure to be able to do it in the morning as early as possible to be able to have Zrizus. So he says here, I don't know what to do. On one hand, I want to have Zrizus. On one hand, the whole Gemara says you have to be able to do it early in the morning. On the other hand, I want my family to be able to come. And not only that, says we're having a very special Tzaddik Ador, who's going to be the sounding of the Bris Mila. He doesn't say in the Tshuva who it was, and he says if my family sees that such a special person, he talks to them, and they're for sure going to know him, even though they're not from, it might have a very good effect on them, maybe to come back to Judaism and to Yiddishkeit. But on the other hand, he says this is all in the Shiloh. The guy writing the Shiloh, the Vitam Chacham, says in the Aruch Shulchan says, says a lot of people, what do? They push off the Mila because they're not sure if everyone could come, right? And then there are other people, hayom avam plili. Says it's a tremendous negative thing to be able to push off the Mila, just so everyone could come. It's a tremendous sin. Says on one hand, I want to be able my family to come. I want them to be able to see the tzaddik, to get a bracha from the tzaddik, to be able to understand that it's a tremendous mitzvah. On the other hand, the Gemara says you have to do zrizus in the morning. And we know the Gemara is Rizim Magdil Mitzvah. What do I do? And he says, he ends off the Shaila saying, from the Or Zeruah and Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Simon Ayin Resh Hei, that one who pushes off the Mitzvah of Mila until after Chatzos, it's considered as if you're embarrassing and you're making a bizayon into the Mitzvah. So what do you do? So Rav Zilberstein says a very simple thing, and only Rav Zilberstein would be able to say something like this. He says, even though the Shulchan Aruch says you have to do Zrizus and you have to do it in the morning, and even though the Aruch HaShulchan says it's a tremendous negative thing, and it's a terrible thing to be able to push it off, and the Or Zeruah says that you're making such an embarrassment. It says, if you have the chance, and you have the ability to be able to affect someone else's life, let's read his Lashon. If this is the only time that they'll be able to come, this late time, he said, Dafka, you push it off. Why? You only have one time. Either they're going to come or they're not. So it's not like you have a choice. This is your ultimate ability to be able to make sure that to have some try to a positive effect on their overall Judaism and their overall lives. So at the end of the day, he says, he says it's not even a bizayon to be able to do that. It's a hashivas to be able to show the family, to show the child that even though the Bris Mila, you have to do Zizu Mekdim LeMitzvos, it's such a special thing, but the baby's going to get all the schosim that they're going to be able to see the sanig and see the home mashpacha, and that'll be a tremendous thing. So at the end of the day, whenever we have these questions, we always have to make sure to ask shilas, but we should be zochet Mir Hashem to always continue to share each other's simchas, Bris Milas, that, I don't know, your parents, Bez Hashem, or 4 or 5 years when you guys get married, and we should be zochet to always help others grow in their avodas Hashem. Shoyach.